Ryan still hoped to bring the other man out into the open, where he could put one of his scarce, caseless rounds through the angular skull.
You and me! End it! One time pays all! What do you say? You got the balls for it, Connor?
JB touched Ryan lightly on the shoulder.
Agree. Get him in the open and I'll chill him. Best way to end it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Christy was on his other side, looking at his face in the semi-darkness.
No. No, lover. Please don't do it.
What?
Don't fuck with me, boy. You're going to go out and face him, aren't you? Just because he challenged you, said you didn't have the balls for it. Why do it? Do what JB suggests and end it safe.
No.
All right, Strasser. But in one condition. What's that? No blasters. Only blades. Of course, Connor. Hell, I'll fuck you with my bare hands. If you say so. Mildred will check you for weapons. My people won't do shit on this end. Suit yourself.
Both men took the greatest care to avoid revealing themselves. The former sec boss in his high tower, and Ryan behind the screening door within the ruined redoubt.
We both start from each end at the same time. And only one of us will be walking away.
Ryan?
Yeah, JB?
Once he's in the open, I'll take him with your G-12.
No, JB. Not this time. It goes down my way, or not at all. After it's done, if he chills me, then you do what you want. Until then, we stick to what we've agreed. Strasser pushed Mildred ahead of him, her hands still bound, and knotted the end of the whipcord to a rusted rail. He laid his rifle and the Stetschkin carefully against the wall, near the door, pointing to them.
There.
He held out his arms and pirouetted to demonstrate to her that he had no other blaster concealed on him.
Just the knife.
He showed her the ivory-hilted blade.
Why do it this way?
Kurt Strasser took a step closer, so that his bony face was against hers.
Because I'm really tired of all this.
But what?
He shook his head and stroked her cheek, making her wince.
Oh, I know they could go back on their word. One of the others chill me with a long gun. Of course I know that. I do it that way. But I don't think Carter will. Well, maybe I'm wrong. But if I'm right, I at least get a good ace on the line at him. Him alone, that's why.
I still don't...
Lady, I simply don't have the time.
While Ryan readied himself, warming up muscles, familiarizing himself with JB's technoknife, Doc and Christy had gone exploring. They discovered that the interior of the fortress, in that area, was relatively untouched by the quakes. They got within a floor of the gateway site before returning.
Looks clear, lover.
Good. Once this is done, we go. Make the jump. That okay with everyone? For a moment, he thought that Jack was going to say something, but the boy finally nodded. Ryan glanced at his wrist chron.
It's time.
Christy looked at Ryan.
I've said it before, lover. I'll not say it again. Just take care.
Sure. I'll be back. And if not, get the fuck out of here. Good luck, everyone.
JB and Jack both grinned at him. Doc shook him firmly by the hand.
Fare thee well, my dear friend.
Yeah, sure. Whatever that means.
Ryan moved to the edge of the door.
Strasser! Yeah? Let's get to it!
Sure! I got your word about the blaster?
Yeah! Let me hear from Mildred!
Ryan could see Mildred tied to the gantry.
Mildred! He just got a blade with him?
Yeah! The SVD's here! And his Stetschkin! As far as I can see, he's clean!
Good! I'm coming out!
Having Mildred there made Ryan feel a whole lot safer, knowing Strasser couldn't make a play for a blaster without her giving some kind of warning. Ryan reached the tower and climbed the dusty steps. Down below him, Ryan could just make out the barrel of the G-12, held by JB, covering him against last-second treachery. The bridge was at least 100 feet long, its handrail corroded and partly missing. The drop to the lake of sand was around 50 feet. In the dark doorway of the far tower, Ryan saw the tall, skeletal figure of Kurt Strasser, a knife glinting in his right fist. It was time to end this.
Fire blast.
The moment that Ryan set his foot on the narrow bridge, he realized that Strasser wasn't the only threat he faced. The supports, a century old, had crumbled under the assault of the initial earth movements and the subsequent harsh weather. Now it trembled and creaked, as if it was straining to plummet into the depths beneath. At the far end, Strasser had simultaneously made the same discovery. He waved his knife in the air.
Looks like maybe neither of us is walking away one eye.
Ryan didn't answer him, concentrating on his own balance. The knife hilt, with its distinctive circular holes, was warm to his fingers. He held the Techna with its sharp blade uppermost, ready for the lethal upward cut of the experienced fighter. Ryan took care not to look down into the abyss of sand and water, a mixture that lay waiting for the loser of the fight, or even, perhaps, for the winner as well. Both men had covered half the distance between them, which left only about 20 feet separating them. Down below, JB peered through the scope of the G-12, finger light on the trigger. But Christy was at his elbow.
Don't do it, JB. Please.
Not yet.
The gap had narrowed to 10 feet, and both men had paused. Ryan had his first close look in months at his most bitter enemy, but time didn't seem to have changed Court Strasser that much. The familiar riding crop still dangled from his belt. Drooping narrow mustache concealed the crushed mouth. The stump of the missing finger was against the ivory hilt. The man's eyes were as cold and dead as ever, the wisps of hair pasted to the goat-like skull.
You had a good look, Carter?
Enough.
Got anything to say? Last words, that sort of thing?
No.
Strasser nodded slowly.
Good.
If you're good with a blade, and you're against someone who isn't, you aim to finish it fast and clean. If the other man's also good, then you don't. Or it's you looking puzzled with your intestines looped around your knees. But on the swaying, creaking old bridge, things were a little different. There was no safe footing, and the handrail peeled away like the skin off a ripe orange. For a half minute, they fenced with each other, the tips of the two knives weaving and darting, occasionally clashing lightly. But neither man would take the initiative, aware that the counterattack could lead to the winning thrust. A snapped cable hissed to the sand, rust spurting from its flailing length. The center of the bridge dipped, and both Strasser and Ryan broke away, fighting for balance.
Whoa!
The skull-faced man was smiling.
Like I said, one eye, both together.
Fuck that!
It was now perilously clear to Ryan that Strasser had picked the place cleverly. Subtle skills were of little use. To bring the matter to a conclusion meant one of them taking a chance and closing in. With Ryan, to think in a fight was to act. He stamped hard, pitching himself violently from side to side.
Are you fucking crazy?
The bridge dipped and swayed, and then Ryan attacked. Strasser saw the threat and tried to counter it, bringing up the bone-hefted knife, aiming it at Ryan's stomach. But the one-eyed man was quicker, blocking the blow by parrying it with his forearm. The flame of pain shot below Ryan's elbow. He felt instant warmth dripping off the fingers of his left hand. But his right hand held the old Techna knife, driving it in beneath Strasser's arm, feeling it plunge deep under the ribs. Ryan gave it the classic twist as he withdrew it, tearing open Strasser's lean stomach and feeling more sticky warmth flood over his right hand. But this time, the blood belonged to Court Strasser.
Master, that hurts!
The wound was serious, but not mortal, and both men knew it.
Ha ha ha! Useless, you blind son of a gaudy slut!
Strasser sneered, backing away on the wildly pitching bridge.
Fucking useless!
Martin, the bridge! It's going!
There was no time for retreat, no time to do anything but rely on instinct and self-preservation. The bridge was tumbling from the end behind Strasser, crashing down toward the huge pit of soft sand. Ryan had a moment to drop the Techna knife, seeing it fall away, glinting and blood slick. Then he threw himself flat, fingers locking onto one of the rusted slats. But Strasser was motivated by something more bloodily potent than self-preservation. His mouth leering open as he lunged toward Ryan, he grinned his triumph as he saw his enemy's blade spinning to the sand below. Ryan drew up his knees, taking his legs out of reach of the questing steel. The point of Strasser's ivory-hilted knife grated horribly on the step of the bridge just below Ryan's boots. By taking that last desperate shot, Strasser deprived himself of the microsecond needed to grab onto a secure hold as the bridge unwrapped itself into the sand. It struck bottom about a third of the way along and immediately broke up, though the end tethered to Ryan's starting point